Four methods of preventing reentry. First method, meditation on the Buddha. O name, tranquilly meditate upon your protective figure, name. He is like the reflecting of the moon in water. He is apparent yet non-existent, like illusion produced by magic. If you have no special protective figure, meditate upon the Buddha or upon me. With this in mind, meditate tranquilly. Then, causing the visualized form of your protective ideal to melt away from the extremities, meditate without any thought forming upon the void clear light. This is a very profound art. By virtue of it, rebirth is postponed. A more illuminated future is assured. Second method, meditation on good games. Name, you are now wandering in the third bardo. As a sign of this, look into a mirror, and you will not see your usual self. Show the wanderer a mirror. At this time, you must form a single, firm resolve in your mind. This is very important. It is like directing the course of a horse by the use of the reins. Whatever you desire will come to pass. Think not of evil actions which might turn the course of your mind. Remember your spiritual relationship with me or with anyone from whom you have received teaching. Persevere with good games. This is essential. Be not distracted. Here lies the boundary line between going up or down. If you give way to indecision for even a second, you will have to suffer misery for a long, long time, trapped in your old habits and games. This is the moment. Hold fast to one single purpose. Remember good games. Resolve to act according to your highest insight. This is a time when earnestness and pure love are necessary. Abandon jealousy. Meditate upon laughter and trust. Bear this well at heart. The third method, meditation on illusion. If still going down and not liberated, meditate as follows. The sexual activities, the manipulation machinery, the mocking laughter, dashing sounds and terrifying apparitions, indeed all phenomena, are, in their nature, illusions. However they may appear, in truth, they are unreal and fake. They are like dreams and apparitions, non-permanent, non-fixed. What advantage is there in being attached to them, or being afraid of them? All these are hallucinations of the mind. The mind itself does not exist. Therefore, why should they? Only through taking these illusions for real will you wander around in this confused existence. Like echoes, like cities of clouds, like mirages, like mirrored forms, like phantasmagoria, the moon seen in water. Not real even for a moment. By holding one pointedly to that train of thought, the belief that they are real is dissipated and liberation is attained. Fourth method, meditation on the void. All substances are part of my own consciousness. This consciousness is vacuous, unborn, and unceasing. Thus meditating, allow the mind to rest in the uncreated state. Like the pouring of water into water, the mind should be allowed its own easy mental posture. In its natural, unmodified condition, clear and vibrant. By maintaining this relaxed, uncreated state of mind, rebirth into routine game reality is sure to be prevented. Meditate on this until you are certainly free.